I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a Boko Haram suicide bomber killed over 50 Muslims in a mosque in Nigeria. And the bomber? Just a kid. In fact, Boko Haram's use of children in suicide bombing is growing. Nigeria's president said the attacks are the last kicks of a dying horse. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, meanwhile, almost everyone in northern Nigeria is living in danger.
Boko Haram has killed thousands of Muslims. They have attacked government buildings as well as churches and Christian activities in the region. So they would see all of those, whether you're, say, a Shia Muslim or a Christian or a government employee, all of those are considered enemies by Boko Haram.
Would you ask God to strengthen the church as they share the gospel's message of healing? And then Slavic Gospel Association is finishing prep work for its Christmas outreach. Emmanuel's Child. SGA helps Russian churches build bridges for the gospel through Christmas programs and gifts for hopeless children. The goal? To reach 20,000 kids, but the program needs more funding. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
In general, we have been trying to get all the donations in by December 1st. However, in the weeks that enter into December, we continue to try to send over the gifts. But due to shipping Bibles and shipping the stars over, as we progress into December, it gets increasingly hard to get the stars, the funds, the Bibles, and everything to the church for the distribution in a timely manner with the Christmas holidays coming up.
To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochungo Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.